The following is a review of the financial reporting and analysis principles designed to address the learning outcome statements set forth by CFA Institute. This topic is also covered in financial reporting standards. The first LOS is to describe the objective of financial statements and the importance of financial reporting standards in security analysis and valuation. According to the IASB Conceptual Framework for Financial Reporting 2010, the objective of financial reporting is to provide information about the firm to current and potential investors and creditors that is useful for making their decisions about investing in or lending to the firm. The conceptual framework is used in the development of accounting standards. Given the variety and complexity of possible transactions and the estimates and assumptions a firm must make when presenting its performance, financial statements could potentially take any form if reporting standards did not exist. Thus, financial reporting standards are needed to provide consistency by narrowing the range of acceptable responses. Reporting standards ensure that transactions are reported by firms similarly. However, standards must remain flexible and allow discretion to management to properly describe the economics of the firm. Financial reporting is not designed solely for valuation purposes. However, it does provide important inputs for valuation purposes. The next LOS is to describe roles and desirable attributes of financial reporting standard-setting bodies and regulatory authorities in establishing and enforcing reporting standards, and describe the role of the International Organization of Securities Commissions. Standard-setting bodies are professional organizations of accountants and auditors that establish financial reporting standards. Regulatory authorities are government agencies that have the legal authority to enforce compliance with financial reporting standards. The two primary standard-setting bodies are the Financial Accounting Standards Board, or FASB, and the International Accounting Standards Board, or IASB. In the United States, the FASB sets forth Generally Accepted Accounting Principles, or U.S. GAAP. Outside the United States, the IASB establishes International Financial Reporting Standards, or IFRS. Other national standard-setting bodies exist as well. Many of them, including the FASB, are working toward convergence with IFRS. Some of the older IASB standards are referred to as International Accounting Standards, or IAS. Desirable attributes of standard setters are as follows. Observe high professional standards. Have adequate authority, resources, and competencies to accomplish its mission. Have clear and consistent standard-setting processes. Guided by a well-articulated framework. Operate independently while still seeking input from stakeholders. Should not be compromised by special interests, and decisions are made in the public interest. Regulatory authorities, such as the Securities and Exchange Commission in the United States and the Financial Conduct Authority in the United Kingdom, are established by national governments. SEC filings, which are available from the SEC website, are arguably the most important source of information for the analysis of publicly traded firms in the United States. Most national authorities belong to the International Organization of Securities Commissions. The three objectives of financial market regulation, according to the International Organization of Securities Commissions, are to protect investors, ensure the fairness, efficiency, and transparency of markets, and reduce systemic risk. Because of the increasing globalization of securities markets, the International Organization of Securities Commissions has a goal of uniform financial regulations across countries. The next LOS is to describe the status of global convergence of accounting standards and ongoing barriers to developing one universally accepted set of financial reporting standards. The European Union requires IFRS financial reporting by publicly listed companies. In most major countries that have not fully adopted IFRS, accounting standard setters are attempting to converge their standards with IFRS. Many aspects of U.S. GAAP and IFRS, for example, have converged over the past decade, and the Securities and Exchange Commission no longer requires IFRS reporting firms to reconcile their financial statements to U.S. GAAP. IFRS convergence efforts are also ongoing in Japan, China, and many other countries. One barrier to developing one universally accepted set of accounting standards, referred to as convergence, is simply that different standard-setting bodies and the regulatory authorities of different countries can and do disagree on the best treatment of a particular item or issue. Other barriers result from the political pressures that regulatory bodies face from business groups and others who will be affected by changes in reporting standards. The next LOS requires us to describe the International Accounting Standards Board's conceptual framework, including the objective and qualitative characteristics of financial statements, required reporting elements, and constraints and assumptions in preparing financial statements. The ideas on which the IASB bases its standards are expressed in the Conceptual Framework for Financial Reporting that the organization adopted in 2010. The IASB framework details the qualitative characteristics of financial statements and specifies the required reporting elements. The framework also notes certain constraints and assumptions that are involved in financial statement preparation. At the center of the IASB conceptual framework is the objective to provide financial information that is useful in making decisions about providing resources to an entity. The resource providers include investors, lenders, and other creditors. Users of financial statements need information about the firm's performance, financial position, and cash flow. The framework defines qualitative characteristics of financial statements. There are two fundamental characteristics that make financial information useful: relevance and faithful representation. Relevance. Financial statements are relevant if the information in them can influence users' economic decisions or affect users' evaluations of past events or forecasts of future events. To be relevant, information should have predictive value, confirmatory value, or both. Materiality is an aspect of relevance. Faithful representation. Information that is faithfully representative is complete, neutral, and free from error. Neutral here refers to absence of bias. There are four characteristics that enhance relevance and faithful representation: comparability, verifiability, timeliness, and understandability. Comparability. Financial statement presentation should be consistent among firms and across time periods. Verifiability. Independent observers using the same methods obtain similar results. Timeliness. Information is available to decision makers before the information is stale. Understandability. Users with a basic knowledge of business and accounting, and who make a reasonable effort to study the financial statements, should be able to readily understand the information the statements present. Useful information should not be omitted just because it is complicated. The framework also defines the required reporting elements for financial statements. The elements of financial statements are the by now familiar groupings of assets, liabilities, and owner's equity for measuring financial position, and income and expenses for measuring performance. The conceptual framework describes each of these elements. Assets. Resources controlled as a result of past transactions that are expected to provide future economic benefits. Liabilities. Obligations as a result of past events that are expected to require an outflow of economic resources. Equity. the owner's residual interest in the assets after deducting the liabilities. Income. An increase in economic benefits, either increasing assets or decreasing liabilities, in a way that increases owner's equity, but not including contributions by owners. Income includes revenues and gains. Expenses. Decreases in economic benefits, either decreasing assets or increasing liabilities, in a way that decreases owners' equity, but not including distributions to owners. Losses are included in expenses. An item should be recognized in its financial statement element if a future economic benefit from the item, flowing to or from the firm, is probable and the item's value or cost can be measured reliably. The amounts at which items are reported in the financial statement elements depend on their measurement base. Measurement bases include historical cost, the amount originally paid for the asset, amortized cost, historical cost adjusted for depreciation, amortization, depletion, and impairment, current cost, the amount the firm would have to pay today for the same asset, realizable value, the amount for which the firm could sell the asset, present value, the discounted value of the asset's expected future cash flows, and fair value, the amount at which two parties in an arm's-length transaction would exchange the asset. There are also important constraints and assumptions in preparing financial statements. According to the conceptual framework, there is cost-benefit trade-off of the enhancing characteristics. Accordingly, the benefit that users gain from the information should be greater than the cost of presenting it. Another constraint, not specifically mentioned in the conceptual framework, is the fact that non-quantifiable information about a company, such as its reputation, brand loyalty, and capacity for innovation, cannot be captured directly in financial statements. Two important underlying assumptions of financial statements are accrual accounting and going concern. Accrual accounting means that financial statements should reflect transactions at the time they actually occur, not necessarily when cash is paid. Going concern assumes the company will continue to exist for the foreseeable future. If this is not the case, then presenting the company's financial position fairly requires a number of adjustments. For example, its inventory or other assets may only be worth their liquidation values. The next LOS is to describe general requirements for financial statements under International Financial Reporting Standards, or IFRS. International Accounting Standard Number 1 defines which financial statements are required and how they must be presented. The required financial statements are balance sheet, statement of comprehensive income, cash flow statement of changes in owner's equity, and explanatory notes, including a summary of accounting policies. The fundamental principles for preparing financial statements are stated in International Accounting Standard Number 1. Fair presentation, defined as faithfully representing the effects of the entity's transactions and events according to the standards for recognizing assets, liabilities, revenues, and expenses. Going concern basis, meaning the financial statements are based on the assumption that the firm will continue to exist unless its management intends to or must liquidate it. Accrual basis of accounting is used to prepare the financial statements other than the statement of cash flows. Consistency between periods in how items are presented and classified with prior period amounts disclosed for comparison. Materiality, meaning the financial statements should be free of misstatements or omissions that could influence the decisions of users of financial statements. Aggregation of similar items and separation of dissimilar items. No offsetting of assets against liabilities or income against expenses unless a specific standard permits or requires it. Reporting frequency must be at least annually. comparative information for prior periods should be included unless a specific standard states otherwise. Also stated in IAS number 1 are the structure and content of financial statements. Most entities should present a classified balance sheet showing current and non-current assets and liabilities. Minimum information is required on the face of each financial statement and in the notes. For example, the face of the balance sheet must show specific items such as cash and cash equivalents, plant, property, and equipment, and inventories. Items listed on the face of the comprehensive income statement must include revenue, profit or loss, tax expense, and finance costs, among others. Comparative information for prior periods should be included unless a specific standard states otherwise. The next LOS asks us to compare key concepts of financial reporting standards under IFRS and U.S. Generally Accepted Accounting Principles, or U.S. GAAP, reporting systems. U.S. GAAP consists of standards issued by the FASB along with numerous other pronouncements and interpretations. Like the IASB, the FASB has a framework for preparing and presenting financial statements. The two organizations are working toward a common framework, but at present the two frameworks differ in several respects. The IASB framework lists income and expenses as elements related to performance, while the FASB framework includes revenues, expenses, gains, losses, and comprehensive income. The FASB defines an asset as a future economic benefit, whereas the IASB defines it as a resource from which a future economic benefit is expected to flow. Also, the FASB uses the word probable in its definition of assets and liabilities. The FASB does not allow the upward valuation of most assets. Until these frameworks converge, analysts will need to interpret financial statements that are prepared under different standards. In many cases, however, a company will present a reconciliation statement showing what its financial results would have been under an alternative reporting system. For example, firms that list their shares in the United States but do not use U.S. GAAP or IFRS are required to reconcile their financial statements with U.S. GAAP. For IFRS firms listing their shares in the United States, reconciliation is no longer required. Even when a unified framework emerges, special reporting standards that apply to particular industries, such as insurance and banking, will continue to exist. The next LOS is to identify characteristics of a coherent financial reporting framework and the barriers to creating such a framework. A coherent financial reporting framework is one that fits together logically. Such a framework should be transparent, comprehensive, and consistent. Transparency. Full disclosure and fair presentation reveal the underlying economics of the company to the financial statement user. Comprehensiveness. All types of transactions that have financial implications should be part of the framework, including new types of transactions that emerge. Consistency. Similar transactions should be accounted for in similar ways across companies, geographic areas, and time periods. Barriers to creating a coherent financial reporting framework include issues related to valuation, standard setting, and measurement. Valuation. Measurement bases for valuation that require little judgment, such as historical cost, may be less relevant than a basis like fair value that requires more judgment. Standard setting. Three approaches to standard setting are a principles-based approach that relies on a broad framework, a rules-based approach that gives specific guidance about how to classify transactions, and an objectives-oriented approach that blends the other two approaches. IFRS is largely a principles-based approach. U.S. GAAP has traditionally been more rules-based, but the common conceptual framework is moving toward an objectives-oriented approach. Measurement. Another trade-off in financial reporting is between properly valuing the elements at one point in time, as on the balance sheet, and properly valuing the changes between points in time, as on the income statement. An asset-liability approach, which standard setters have largely used, focuses on balance sheet valuation. A revenue-expense approach would tend to place more significance on the income statement. The next LOS is to describe implications for financial analysis of differing financial reporting systems and the importance of monitoring developments in financial reporting standards. As financial reporting standards continue to evolve, analysts need to monitor how these developments will affect the financial statements they use. An analyst should be aware of new products and innovations in the financial markets that generate new types of transactions. These might not fall neatly into the existing financial reporting standards. The analyst can use the financial reporting framework as a guide for evaluating what effect new products or transactions might have on financial statements. To keep up to date on the evolving standards, an analyst can monitor professional journals and other sources, such as the IASB and FASB websites. CFA Institute produces position papers on financial reporting issues through the CFA Institute Center for Financial Market Integrity. Finally, analysts must monitor company disclosures for significant accounting standards and estimates. The final LOS for this topic review asks us to analyze company disclosures of significant accounting policies. Companies that prepare financial statements under IFRS or US GAAP must disclose their accounting policies and estimates in the footnotes. Significant policies and estimates that require management judgment are also addressed in management's discussion and analysis. An analyst should use these disclosures to evaluate what policies are discussed, whether they cover all the relevant data in the financial statements, which policies required management to make estimates, and whether the disclosures and estimates have changed since the prior period. Another disclosure that is required for public companies is the likely impact of implementing recently issued accounting standards. Management can discuss the impact of adopting a new standard, conclude that the standard does not apply, or will not affect the financial statements materially, or state that they are still evaluating the effects of the new standards. Analysts should be aware of the uncertainty this last statement implies.